Next item on the agenda is Palmer & Palmer LLC, 06-1722. Good morning.
Palmer & Palmer LLC requests authorization to install an 80-foot long by 20-foot wide rock groin adjacent to properties situated along the James River in James City County, and the project is protested by the adjacent property owners. If you don't hear me, do I need to do this?
Probably a little bit of help.
Okay. All right. Is that better?
Yes, it is.
The proposed groin is designed to protect the beach along a currently undeveloped parcel of residential property at 3 West Circle in Williamsburg. The property is located on the James River in James City County off of the main in the First Colony subdivision. The section of the shoreline along the James River is primarily residential. The closer view. The applicant proposes to install approximately 681 linear feet of riprap above mean low water and an 80-foot groin to be used as shoreline protection, remove riprap rubble and debris, and fill a man-made pond on the property. With the exception of the groin, all other portions of the project do not require authorization from the commission. Staff began to receive letters of protest from the Palmer's neighbors in July 2006. Staff received a letter from Mr. Daryl Rickman, dated August 3rd, 2006, and 3 letters from Mr. Noel Hume, dated July 31st, 2006, November 9th and November 16th. They both have concerns over the proposed groin and its impact on navigation in their shorelines. The applicant, their agent, protestant, Mr. Sandy Loving, representing the First Colony Marina, which is the marina over here, and staff met on site on September 20th, 2006 to discuss the protestants' concerns. In response, the applicant revised the application to include a reflected dayboard marker at the end of their groin. The James City County Wetlands Board approved this project at their public hearing held on November 8th, 2006. By letter dated August 22nd, 2006, the Department of Health indicated that they did not have concerns with the project. The Department of Conservation and Recreation did not have concerns, nor did the Department of Environmental Quality. The VIMS Shoreline Stabilization Report questions the need for the groin due to the existing beach, which offers natural shoreline protection. There's that marker. This is a ground view showing the beach. And the groin would come straight out here. Staff is in agreement with the report from VIMS and questions the need for a groin. Groins are generally installed to widen an existing beach. In this instance, the stated intent of the applicant is to protect his existing shoreline. The existing beach along the property offers natural protection to the adjacent uplands. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends that the application be denied. However, should the applicant still wish to pursue installing some sort of structure for shoreline protection, staff would be in support of a properly designed offshore breakwater.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Any questions of Elizabeth?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you. Elizabeth, what's the stated purpose of the groin? Is the shoreline already proposed to be hardened or with riprap? Is that also that,
mm-hmm.
That's
on
not
the,
also
on the uplands above
that's above mean high.
Mean high, right? And the stated purpose was to protect the shoreline and the uplands.
Thank you.
Any other questions of Elizabeth? Elizabeth, is there noted erosion there? I didn't.
I think there is some erosion back up in here. Let me look at the VIMS report. The VIMS report notes that section of the shoreline shown signs of moderate erosion. I think I may have left it out of your packets.
Okay.
If you'd like to see, I can pass the VIMS.
Okay. Any further questions?
At some point in time.
Mr. Holland.
At some point in time, that tree, I'm assuming, was on land.
I believe it was, yeah.
So define moderate erosion for me. I mean,
I believe they mean moderate erosion up on the bank as it currently exists.
400 years ago, maybe.
Now,
Mr. Shook.
So this picture here, the point where you see that log sticking out at the end of the tip there, that's where the groin is projected to be.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's saying, he wants to protect this beach area here where that tree is in the middle of the water.
Further questions? Thank you, Elizabeth. Is the applicant here represented? Mr. Oadley. Good to see you, sir.
Good morning.
How are you? You raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, serve you God.
I do.
You state your name and who you represent, please.
My name is Chuck Roadley with Williamsburg Environmental Group. I represent the applicant, Mr. Palmer. I'd like to give you a photograph, since Elizabeth didn't have one, of the shoreline that shows or may show address the issue of erosion on the uplands. And just a brief project history. As you may note, the application was submitted last year about this time, and so we've been a year in the process. Part of that was going through the local process with the Wetlands Board and the Chesapeake Bay Preservation Board to try and work on a compromise on stabilizing the upland, planting the upland, and so forth. The approach that has been put forward in concert with Danny Winall from Water's Edge Construction, who designed the shoreline improvements, was to help protect that intertidal area while providing some measure of protection on the upland. So you saw that riprap structure above mean high water. There was an existing riprap rubble apron in the intertidal area along portions of this property. You can see evidence of it in this photograph. Part of that is from the Yoder Dairy, that when that was demolished, pieces of it were piled along this shoreline, and it was improperly sized and improperly constructed, and is since washed. And this is actually a good view, because part of what I think Danny was trying to get at in his design approach, if you look, there's about an 8-mile fetch between looking downriver. And he was trying to connect this groin or spur to the proposed riprap structure and safeguard this property in the intertidal area. With that said, you know, we're not totally against staff's recommendation for a breakwater structure. This was a compromise to try and look at tying a breakwater structure into the groin or into the riprap. Call it a spur, call it a groin. At some point, it's going to be recommended that a breakwater does tie into that riprap so that it's not flanked from that 8-mile fetch downstream. So, I mean, with that in mind, and to not belabor this, we would ask that this matter be tabled so that we can work with staff to come up with a design that meets their concerns.
I never have a problem with that. I mean, I think that's always in the best interest of good government and citizen interaction and cooperation. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll move to table the matter.
Second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Do we need, Bob, do we need to table it to a certain date to keep it on the docket, to keep it moving, or are you going to inform us later as to where we are on it, or what's your preference?
I would say leave it open-ended, because even if we reach a compromise with the applicant, it may still be protested, which means we'd have to notify.
I just didn't know if you wanted to table it for 90 days, but just leave it open is fine with you?
Yeah.
That's fine with me.
I think we'll move expeditiously with the...
That's good. Chuck, good seeing you again, sir.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda, John M. Vaughn, Edward R. Holdsworth, and Michael A. and Cheryl Johnson, 06-1354. Mr. Stagg.
Good morning. As the Commissioner stated, this is an application from multiple applicants, John M. Vaughn Jr., Edward Holdsworth, and Michael and Cheryl Johnson. They are requesting what's currently now 5-foot, was originally 6-foot, and I'll explain the changes in that in a moment. By